me. Second Corinthians 1, verse 8. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Well, another beautiful day to be together. We had a pretty much full family service this morning, 10 families at 10 different tables over in the multipurpose room, and that was really exciting to be a part of, and we kind of did Christmas in July this morning, and all the kids left with a little gift. So that was fun. If you know families, encourage them to sign up for that 9 a.m. service. Well, how many of you had a moment of testing during COVID that perhaps revealed a little bit of your character? Did anybody have a testing moment during COVID? Only Ellie and Don. Okay, everybody else, you can leave. You're not in need of grace. Probably most or all of us maybe had a day or a moment where you kind of either did or were tempted to just lose it, to just kind of lose your perspective, kind of felt like maybe, you know, I just can't do this anymore. So through this text in 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 11 this morning, as a part of our pandemic perspective series, I want to talk about COVID and character, Christian maturity in a pandemic, and I hope that this will sort of encourage you in a strange way as we consider how we've dealt with this time in our lives. So I want to talk about how COVID is a crisis, verses 8 through the first half of 9, which reveals our character, second half of verse 9, which is based on our hope in Christ, verse 10, and ability to lean on his community, verse 11. So crisis, character, Christ, community. You're welcome, as always. So COVID is a crisis. Paul says, we do not want you to be uninformed about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. So Paul doesn't tell us exactly what his crisis was in Asia, but it was likely imprisonment where he faced, verse 9, the sentence of death. Whatever the situation, Paul was in crisis, under great pressure, he says, so great that it was beyond his ability to endure, to the point that he despaired of life itself. And maybe you've been there, and if you haven't, you will be there at some point, where you face a situation that you feel is beyond your human ability to endure. You despair of life itself. You wonder how you will face today or the next day, how you will go on. And maybe for some, the pandemic was or is like that for you. Being told that you could not go out or see people, or socialize, or touch, or be touched by people was unbearable. Some of you were kept at a distance from your own families, your parents, your grandparents. For some, the financial impact felt unbearable, drove you to despair as you lost your job or income with really no indication that it would return anytime soon. Whatever the case, it was and is, for various reasons, a moment of crisis. And any crisis reveals, point two, our character. So Paul says here about his crisis, but this happened, this crisis, that we might rely not on ourselves, but on God. Amen. Love it. Not on ourselves, but on God. So Paul had a choice. He could give in to despair. He could go into a tailspin of worry, self-pity, resentment, anger, anxiety, whatever the sin of choice might have been, the specific temptation each of us might have. Or he could use it as an opportunity to rely more on God, to strengthen his faith in Christ. See, because here's a truth that we see throughout history and in our own lives, that crisis brings out either the worst in us or the best in us, and sometimes a big confusing combination of both. But crisis reveals our character. I mean, the first few weeks of this pandemic was just an explosion of character revelation, both publicly revealed through social media posts and privately taking place in our homes and families. How we reacted, behaved, and processed what was happening was really very revealing of our inner lives, the conditions of our hearts and souls. And much of this series has been about how we can turn this pandemic into something good in our Christian living, in the building of our Christian character, by unearthing the response of our hearts. So we started by saying, do we hold on tighter to our money, or are we becoming more generous? That was COVID and cash. Did we embrace it as an opportunity to bring our families closer and have discipleship within the home, or did it tear us apart? That was life at home. Did not gathering make us more dependent on each other, or more individualistic in our worship? That was COVID and church. Did we run to technology for comfort and leisure and escape, or seek true rest in God's good world and creation? That was the last 2 weeks. How did you react, or are you reacting to the pandemic? Are you allowing it to reveal your character and then bring those things before God? So here's the truth for me anyway. I think I pretty much failed this test during the pandemic. I did not handle this crisis, especially those first few weeks, very well. My anxiety shot through the roof. My patience was short. I had several outbursts that were just completely disproportionate to the situation I was reacting to. Self-pity crept in as I had to work extra hard. I blamed others more for my problems and my issues. Instead of relying on God, I often sought to rely on myself or ignore what was happening in my own heart. But even if in a way I might have failed the character test, and perhaps you did as well, here's my hope for myself and then therefore for all of us, that we seek to learn from how we handled this crisis or are handling it, and that we don't give up or give in to despair. And most importantly, we persevere by looking to Christ. For the good news is that our character is based on our hope in Christ. The third point. So as much as we have failed the character test of crisis, there's a couple really important things to point out. First, thankfully, the good news of the gospel is that where I've failed, Christ passed the test for me. When he faced testing and crisis, like in his 40 days in the wilderness in Matthew 4, it revealed his perfect character. He passed the test so that when I fail, As long as my hope and my faith is in him, then his righteousness, his character, is given to me as a free gift through the cross, something that I cannot earn. The point is, we can never respond perfectly to a crisis. It reveals our sinful nature. It always will. But Jesus did respond perfectly. And therefore, we are in desperate need of this, of his grace. And if this COVID crisis drives you to your knees and makes you more dependent for God's grace and mercy, that's a good result. So first, we realize all our hope is in Christ. But then second, our character development, that is our Christian maturity, is still important and expected. So despite how we failed, the question is, can we become aware of the way we reacted, the way we did, and allow God to bring some healing and correction so that we can become more fruitful disciples? Not so we can earn God's love, but because we already have it, and we love him and want to be fruitful. For example, if you noticed you started hoarding during the pandemic, whether money or food or just stuff and possessions to make you feel safer, are you being honest with Jesus about what that reveals? If you began lashing out in unusual ways, why is that? Is it loss of control? Is it fear, anxiety? If you started trying to escape things through overeating or alcohol or entertainment, have you asked Jesus why and allowed him to come and bring healing? So COVID was and is and remains a period of testing, a revelation of our character. But we can have the courage to honestly assess ourselves, knowing we are free to do so, because we are already made perfect through Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection. Therefore, our motivation for refining our character is simply love for Jesus, wanting to better serve him and his world. Because I can't serve others well when I'm wallowing in self-pity. And part of the test of crisis is, also in a way pretty simple, which is, are we still here? And you are. Meaning, are we still pursuing God despite what we've been through? Because if it here, it says you're not giving up. You're not giving in to despair. And sometimes just saying, I survived this and I'm still here, is honestly a big win. Yeah, I'm not thrilled about every way I handled this crisis, but I'm still here, still throwing myself on the mercy of God, saying, despite my failings, I still want to follow. Because life is full of periods of growth and then periods of pruning and putting to death, as Hannah articulated last week through the gardening illustrations. And she said that we often have this kind of technology 2.0 mindset, if you heard her message, that we think we have to consistently be a better version of ourselves all the time. And here's kind of a way to illustrate this. I mean, sometimes we think the Christian life is like this. We think it just has to be this linear line of constant improvement and becoming better and better and always more mature in Christ and overcoming more and more and all of that. And sometimes we think of the Christian life like this. But the reality is it's more like this, right? It's a rising and a falling. We go through a period of maturity. We're doing really well. We're passing the tests. And then we have some failings, and we come down, and we get lost for a little while, and we come to a dark place. But then we persevere, and we respond, and we go up. And what we see is growth over time, right? There's still the same, in a way, amount of growth over time. We're not going in reverse, but there are periods of ups and downs and highs and lows mixed in there. Our character development is a series of ups and downs, but if we let it, our downs can still be a part of the overall growth and maturity in our Christian life if we stick with it and continue on. And so Paul says here, God has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. See, Paul's saying, I'm persevering in moving forwards. It is the perseverance of continuing to rely on Christ as we face difficulties. And then lastly, of course, relying on Jesus by definition also means relying on, leaning into his community. Paul says in verse 11 that God delivers him as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. So Paul was dependent on others for help so that he could continue to help others. Paul had a purpose larger than himself. He didn't want to escape his situation of near death, of his crisis, so that he could, you know, finally get back to his normal life, his comfortable life, his life of ease, you know, kind of get on with leisure and retirement or freedom from trouble or worry. No, he had a mission. And what kept him going, even in the face of despair and death, was the thought of continuing that mission God had called him to. We need a purpose outside of ourselves to keep us going through crisis. So I was struggling during this time with my identity a little bit and worth kind of during the lockdown. I didn't get to see people. I didn't get to minister to them in person. I wasn't getting the same satisfaction from my work. I wasn't enjoying it to the same extent. And one day during the pandemic, went home, I went to check on our 88-year-old neighbor, whom we checked on almost daily during that whole time. And her husband is in a care facility, so she couldn't even visit him. She had a fall, and her back went out during the pandemic, so she was kind of limited in mobility. And so I knocked on the door just to say hi, just to see if she needed anything, just to talk to her. And we tried to do that each day. And in just casual conversation, she got really emotional. And she started talking about how tough this all was for her, not being able to see people and living alone and finding it hard to get out and to do things. But she said to me, you, and she was kind of talking to my family, including kids, she said, you make me feel alive. That our simple checking in on her, the kids coming over to say hi, chatting, that was getting her through. And I thought to myself, if that's the only thing I did right during COVID, if that was my only purpose, forget all the church stuff, if my only mission was to keep my neighbor from despair and help her feel alive just by saying hi every day, that's got to be enough. It's good and healthy for us to have an other-centered mission, for it keeps us going in times of despair. If our goals are mostly self-centered in life, if it's mostly about self-preservation, if that's our main concern, times of crisis will be even harder because it will rock our world even more. It will take away all that we hold dear. But if our mission is to serve others and if our hope is in Christ, nothing can shake us, not even a global pandemic. So the band can come up. But this happened, says Paul, that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. My prayer is that through all of this, this season and time we're in, that we might become more reliant on God, less on ourselves, and continue in perseverance, trusting Christ for everything. So COVID is a crisis which reveals our character, which is based on our hope in Christ and ability to lean on his community. So let's